Hang. This is Talonda with Another Chance, tuning in for a special alert message. I just received some information moments ago, and I wanted to share it and get it out to the public. There is so much happening in the prisons in Georgia around COVID-19, the prisons being understaffed, so many different things from week to week, actually from day to day. I'm getting information from people in prison, family members, about they have no idea what's happening with their loved one in prison. And due to this uncertain type situation, things are just really going crazy. And I just got some information moments ago that's really, really alarming. I wanted to hop on and just share this information out. And it says, I got this from Rapstar News, actually a page on Facebook. And it says, currently, Ware State Prison in Georgia is under attack. Inmates have killed guards, and some prisoners have been shot. Large fires are started around the prison at this time, and all prisoners are loose around the area. The captain and the prison has been reported hogtied by inmates, and tasers and other weapons have been taken from employees. Updates as we go. And there's a picture here that's actually attached, and it looks like the place is actually on fire. And for those that may not be familiar with or know anything about Ware State Prison, it is located in the state of Georgia. It's actually located at 3620 Harris Road in Waycross, Georgia. And this is Ware State Prison. I was looking to find out more information about the facility. Looks like it was first opened in 1990 and houses about 1,500, a little over 1,500 prisoners. I also just saw something that came in. Looks like someone on the inside may be doing a video. And this one guy, according to this video that I'm looking at right now, is blood, like his from his shirt to, I don't know if the shorts or whatever. And I don't know if he's dead or alive. And people are just standing around, but there's blood everywhere. And it says here, needs help, Waycross, Georgia. Brother has been shot 30 minutes. He's losing so much blood. Oh, my gosh. I really have no idea what to say, what started this. And just looking at some of the different comments here, this was posted, like I said, on Facebook in a group called Rapstar News. And from this group, looked like it was just posted about an hour ago. As of right now, it is a little over 1,000 comments, and this thing is going viral. It's been shared 15 minutes ago. It was shared about 8,000 times. Now it's at 9,800. And I just want to share a few of the comments. If you know anyone that's incarcerated in the state of Georgia, reach out. Contact the prison. Check on your loved one. If you know anyone at Ware State Prison, please definitely contact and get in touch with someone immediately because, again, I'm going to read this to you again. Currently, the Ware State Prison in Georgia is under attack. Inmates have killed guards and some prisoners have been shot. Large fires are started around the prison at this time, and all prisoners are loose around the area. The captain and at the prison had been reported hogtied by inmates and tasers and other weapons. Wow. I don't even know what to say. And I just want to read a couple of comments. And again, these are comments that I'm reading actually from the Facebook group. One person wrote, I live here. Two escaped prisoners, basically on foot, offers to stab. The house, some are worse in the state than others. So it looks like, I guess, people are going to be escaping. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Someone says, another comment, enough is enough. They keep pushing and trying to get results. They can't handle all this. And I'm not really sure why, whatever the process is for the prisons, due to COVID-19, so many people testing positive. Inmates, of course, in jeopardy of all these different things because there's not enough staff in place to help and to assist. So a lot of the prisons have low staffing, and we know that's a security break. If you don't have enough staff, people see that as an opportunity. Everybody's not looking to stay in their cell and sit down. People are looking for opportunity to take advantage of doing anything that they want. And evidently, this is what's happening over at this prison. And people are, according to what I'm reading here, are dead, hogtied, being tortured. This is ridiculous. So basically, the prisoners have taken over the prison. And those are going to be escaping. So, wow. One person says, I just talked to my little brother. He said they are tired of the bullshit with the guards and the warden. Enough is enough. Another comment says, when the state regained control, a lot of those inmates will be transferred from that prison. Well, it looks like they're taking the prison over. I'm not even really sure what can happen after something like this happens. There's several videos that's posted on Facebook of prisoners, of people that's been stabbed, people that's hurt, and looks like someone that may even be dead. Another comment says, after witnessing personally how Georgia treats their inmates, this does not surprise me in the least bit. I feel sorry for those that lost their life, but honestly, treating inmates worse than I treat my farm animals will eventually lead to this, sending up prayers. And I can definitely understand people are being upset, but one thing is, we can't ever defeat hate with hate. And that's just my personal opinion, because guess what? People are losing their life. A lot of these people at the prison, they're doing a job. They're paid to go there and to do a job. And I'm pretty sure when someone left home this morning or this evening to go to work, they were going just to do that, to go to work. No one was looking to lose their life or be hogtied. This is actually really bad. I'm going to read a few more comments, but again, this is Tawanda with Another Chance to Bridge the Gap. And we want to definitely always share information about what's happening in and around the prisons. And again, the Ware State Prison in Georgia under attack. It seems like the prisoners have taken over the prison. A few other comments, and I'm going to close out for tonight. Someone says the National Guard will likely end up deployed if this is true because of the state. Now, I actually looked to go Google this online, and I haven't found it yet. And we know a lot of times they're seeing this fake news. So definitely I'm still looking to search to find this. I found this on Facebook. Somebody tagged me on it and under Rap Star News. But I still have yet to find it on the news. So I'm looking forward to being able to find that to get accurate information. And I'll post this information on our website and definitely keep people updated, because it's definitely very important to be in the know. And there's just so many different comments. I'll tag this link so people that listen to this can read it themselves. But one thing I want to say during such a time of uncertainty is we have to definitely see what we can do to be able to work together. This is truly our opportunity for unity. And hate, again, cannot defeat hate. We have to use our minds. What I am asking for anyone that hears this is, families, if you have a loved one that's incarcerated, or if you are an advocate for people in prison, let's identify ways to be a voice for that person that's on the inside. Prisoners getting upset, and prisoners getting fed up, and people are always quick to do things the harsh way. And I'm not in that person's shoes, so I can't pass judgment on anyone. But for someone to lose their life and to be hurt, we can't have that. We have to come together and identify and find ways that we can help one another so we can reduce these types of things. The thing about someone that's going to prison, everyone doesn't have a life sentence. Someone has 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And if things like this continue to happen, people won't even make it home. There are over 1 million people already that's lost their life due to COVID-19, according to what's been reported. And this thing is continuing to get worse. And for something like this to happen, we don't even need this. We already have a nationwide pandemic, a catastrophe. We already had everything happening, trickling from Minnesota. So many things are already happening. We don't need more. We have to get it contained. And we are the change. We have to speak up. We as advocates, we as people that have loved ones that's on the inside, we are people that stand for change. We have to find out what we can do. And the first goal is to be able to work together. One comment says, and I'm going to close out. I'm just sitting here reading these comments. One person says there was only 5 guards working. My friend works there, but he was off. Think about that. 5 guards. I'm not really sure how many people are actually on the shift. but five guards working. I'm pretty sure that it's probably normally around 15 or 20. But again, this is a crisis. And due to crises, people use it and take advantage of opportunity. The whole state locked down. This is Ware State Prison in Georgia. Not really sure where Ware State Prison is. Not even really sure the population, how big it actually is. I'll find out, and I'll put this information also in our link. But so many different videos. Oh, man, this is crazy. All of this will be on our website as well. This is Tawanda with Another Chance to Bridge the Gap. Anyone that's listening to this, I just ask that you stop, take a few seconds, and just pray. Pray for peace in our world. Pray for men and women that's incarcerated. Pray for families and friends that have loved ones that's incarcerated. And pray for people that are in positions to be able to make change. Pray for them to be able to do that. And most importantly, remember, this is our opportunity for unity, and we are the change that we want to see in the world. Our goal here, as far as Another Chance, is to be able to strengthen families. We want to be able to help teach people to be righteous, advance the minds, reach the lost, and we want to be able to serve our community. And we need help to be able to do that. For over a decade now, we've been working with prisoners and families looking for different ways to be able to help bridge the gap. And now, more than ever, it's needed. So if you're hearing this and you want to be a part of changing the world on any level, please contact us. Thank you so much.